WildTalkRadio.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Presented by PWMemLanePromo.com. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Can we just let the song play? After the day I've had, it just mellows me right out.
Doesn't it? It just takes you back. You just zone out with the song on. Yeah. So, we have 3 hours of Monday Night Raw to get into. This is where I actually have to cut off the music now.
Oh.
I gotta be serious for a minute. Sorry about that. We gotta be serious a minute. Monday Night Raw opened with a tribute to the Ultimate Warrior. If you have been living under a rock for the last week, sadly, the Ultimate Warrior has passed away, as we've talked about on Russell Talk Radio, The Rack, CB Radio. He was on TV 1 week ago tonight, and he left us on Tuesday, and WWE aired a nice tribute package to the Warrior, along with having everybody on the stage for the 10 head bell salute.
Poor Natty and Cody. I just wanted to hug both of them.
Yeah, they were shedding some tears tonight.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, and they weren't the only ones, but this was really nicely done. It was very classy, which you would expect. And like we said, everybody was on stage. Some people were tucked in the back where you couldn't see them.
But they were all there. So that's Monday Night Raw's open. It was well done. They saluted Ultimate Warrior, and throughout the night they showed many moments from the Ultimate Warrior's career, and it is Warrior Week on the WWE Network. Get it now, WWE Network. Go to WWENetwork.com and get your 1 week free trial.
Do it. It's worth it.
It really is. But the big news of the night, and it came on Twitter from Joey Styles. He broke the news, Lindsay, that tonight it'll be an Intercontinental Title number one contenders tournament.
Ooh.
And that's how we opened up Raw with Alberto Del Rio versus Rob Van Dam in one of the first round matches. pretty good match between the two.
It was, yeah, it was a really good match. Kane just tweeted something, and I have a confused.
Do you want to talk about it now or wait?
Have you seen it?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea. So, do we want to
Kane,
wait?
Kane just like tweeted probably, I don't know, 15 minutes ago. The time has come to stop wearing this mask and come home.
Huh. Well, we'll talk about Kane here in a minute.
Don't tease me! Anyway, I'm sorry, continue.
We have information about Kane. Apparently he's tweeting now. Who knows? Anyway, so Rob Van Dam picked the win after the 5-star frog splash. Good match. RVD moves on.
Yes. No real surprise to anybody that he moved on, but still pretty awesome that he moved on.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you now, there was no real surprises in who won each match in
yeah.
the tournament. It sort of shaped up the way you thought it would. The first Warrior moment was SummerSlam 1988, when Ultimate Warrior made a surprise appearance to capture the Intercontinental Championship from the Honky Tonk Man. We had Triple H and Stephanie greeting Orton and Batista, and they were actually having a conversation with no microphone attached to it. But that's okay, we would hear from them when we came back from the break. But speaking of the break, the Toys R Us commercial.
It was awkward and awesome at the same time.
It featured Sheamus and Big E and a kid.
No. It featured Sheamus and Big E in their gear, which means Sheamus is essentially running around in his trunks. At least Big E is fully covered. Sheamus is just running around in trunks, randomly in Toys R Us in the WWE aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Does nobody else see a problem with this? Like, it's just odd, but at the same time, Big E and Sheamus together are hilarious, and it was kind of awesome.
Yeah, it was. So, if they air it again, which they probably will, check it out. As I said, we came back from break, Raw, in Hunter's office with Orton and Batista. Hunter said, tonight, his problem is the Shield, not Daniel Bryan. He said, together, they can't be stopped. And then Stephanie chimed in and said, she sees three men who can actually stop the Shield tonight. Hunter agreed, if the three of them are on the same page, no one can stop them. But Batista said, that sounds great, but he wants to be champion. So he's not on board. Orton says, well, he's got to agree with Dave Batista, and, well, Hunter's on his own with that one. They left, and Hunter and Steph were. Wonder what they're gonna do next. Nice subtle hint to what's to come, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Our next contest, the Rhodes Brothers, Cody and Goldust, taking on Ryback's Hall.
Okay, the best part of this, Cody and Goldust have matching jackets now.
Yeah, they do.
It's awesome.
It kind of is awesome. Sadly, though, the matching jackets didn't do anything for them as they lost to Ryback's Hall.
Yeah.
Looks like Ryback's Hall is headed for the titles, possibly.
Well, you know, you've got a face tag team or face tag team champions, and yeah.
Yeah. Kind of makes sense in that direction. Solid match.
Very solid match. Very enjoyable match.
Inspiration. Aspiration. Believe. It's Bo Dallas.
It was trending on Twitter!
I believe was trending worldwide on Twitter.
It was amazing! Believe him.
Believe in Bo Dallas. That's all we gotta say. Divas champion Paige took on Alicia Fox in non-title action. Decent match. You could see Paige is still working out some of the nerves. They had a little chemistry problem, but they... Paige went on offense. Looked good.
Yeah, she and Alicia didn't mix quite so well, but it was a good match. And if nothing else, we got to see the modified Scorpion Lock
which is
just sick.
Yeah, it is sick looking. If you haven't seen it, look it up. watch Raw, the replay of Raw. Yeah, it is sick looking. The Scorpion, the modified Scorpion Lock. Yeah, she can twist someone's body in half. It's just plain awesome. So I have a feeling it's going to be the Black Widow versus the modified Scorpion. I'm okay with this.
I'm totally okay with this. It was awesome.
Paige, as we should assume, Paige won there. In non-title match, after last week being for the titles, but this week it's non-title, the Usos taking on Randy Orton and Batista. The announcers played up that the Usos called out Orton and Batista. So we get this match. Match is fine. I figured, oh, this match has about six more minutes into it. I got a minute. I can go get an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, no.
Shield showed up. And they went after Orton, went after Batista. Shield stood tall in the ring as Orton and Batista backed away. Fine stuff, but it's just like, oh, I thought this was going to be a longer match. I got a minute. Nope. I was wrong.
Things are such a mystery, aren't they?
Yes, yes, things are such a mystery. Anyway. Warrior moment number 2, WrestleMania 6, Warrior versus Hogan. Batista was bad backstage as we came back from break. Orton was with him. They found Triple H way in the hallway. And Stephanie was there too, and, well, Hunter said, told you.
Yeah.
He told him, you know. So, more teasing of what's to come. Earmuffs.
We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about the thing. It's over. It's done with. We are not talking about the thing, and we are certainly not showing pictures of the thing.
As Paul Heyman then introduced the King of Swing, Cesaro.
I hate you, Paul Heyman. I hate you so much.
Paul Heyman talked about the thing and showed pictures of the thing as Lindsay.
Why are pictures necessary? Seriously. Like, it's one thing you're going to talk about it, and he's going to talk about it till he dies. But we're showing pictures? Like, seriously? You know, you just... Dude, you were screwing with the wrong set of fangirls, because we will find you.
He heard your theory about the mute button, and now, well...
Oh, no, I had the mute button, but I could still clearly read his lips and see those pictures.
That's what I mean. He outsmarted your mute button with the pictures.
Well, you know what? I have a power button, too, so there.
On the clicker.
On the clicker.
Intercontinental title first round tournament match. Cesaro versus Henry. Solid matchup between the two. Uppercuts crazy. Also neutralizer to Mark Henry for Cesaro for the victory.
Cesaro's on a roll. He doesn't have theme music, but he's on a roll.
As he almost slipped up on exiting the ring. And then smirked about it. So it'll be Cesaro and RVD in the semifinals, most likely next week.
I'm okay with this. I am totally okay with this.
Triple H told GM Brad Maddox to tell the Shield they're in the main event tonight. But he asked who? Who are they facing? And well, they'll find out. Just not now. Up next, Rusev versus Xavier Woods. Rusev dominates. Then R-Truth got beat up.
Yeah, just a little bit.
There you go. Then we had Jack Swagger versus Sheamus. Pretty good match between the two.
Yeah, I mean, it was... The most you could say about a lot of these matches tonight were they were solid. I mean, there was nothing that really stood out aside from the main event and what happened in the main event. But, you know, for the most part, it was very solid. You know, Sheamus did a nice job of selling the ankle, especially after the match was over.
Yes. As Michael Cole was starting to plug something else.
Yeah. Cole, honey, you got a guy selling. Acknowledge it.
Yeah, he just ignored it. Let's promote NXT. Good job, Cole. Sheamus.
And there's nothing wrong promoting NXT, but, you know, when you've got Sheamus trying to sell an ankle injury, yeah.
Yeah. Sheamus moves on after hitting a desperation bro kick for the W. So, he'll face the winner of Ziggler Barrett later in the program. Meant to mention the other Warrior moment was SummerSlam 1990, Warrior defends the title against Rick Rude in a cage. Damian Sandow versus, well, no one. Because, well, Damian came to the ring. He was talking. Big Show interrupted. Big Show stood in the corner. Sandow spoke, saying he will not be silenced by music or fireworks or anything. And then, well, he kept talking and talking. He said, you know, people need to reach out and touch him because, well, he deserves it. He has earned it. He then approached Big Show for his thoughts. Sandow asked Show for his comments, but Show remained quiet. Sandow said that confirms he deserves it. Then he points his finger at Show's chest and told him he sees the future of WWE. You look at me and you see greatness. And, well, knockout punch. Bye-bye, Sandow.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, poor Damien Sandow. It was a great promo by him. But yeah, poor Sandow.
Yeah, Sandow was trying, but yeah, no. He got knocked out by Big Show. Sorry, Sandow. We're next.
I don't know why this is so funny, but it was.
It came out of nowhere. They do the whole thing, and we're next. And then Birmingham. We're here.
Yeah, I don't know why, but like the we're next. It's like just like, you know, Luke is whistling. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Damn you, Luke Harper. Damn you to hell, sir.
And then you just see Bray Wyatt's head come into the frame. We're next. Mm-hmm. Like, what the? You crazy bastard, you.
Bray was in the ring, talked about society, but said he is different. He told everyone to understand that he's never once lied to people. But they know who has lied, and that man is John Cena, who has made a career out of lying. Don't be fooled. He is no man. He is a beast, Bray said. Bray then told the kids in that old sweet voice of his that he won't let Cena do this to them anymore. Bray then vowed to give Cena that one last push off the cliff. He said Abigail will be his sword during this crusade, but he does not wish to slay this monster right now. He just wants the monster to come out and play. So how about it, John?
Okay, first of all, that doesn't even do what
no,
he did justice.
No, there's so much more that he said.
I wish we had audio of this, because he went out there and he cut a fantastic promo. I mean, good God, he was on tonight, and were they ever over?
As LeMann said in chat, the ambient light added to the effect.
Oh, the ambient light was fantastic. I was sitting here watching it, and I told Rock, it's like, I love the way they're shooting this. The light just does something that it just makes it, it adds just that little extra something to them. That they need. Like, they don't need anything, but that just made that promo so incredible.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
And he was on point. He was on fire. And like I said, the Wyatt family were over in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. Then out came John Cena. He said it's a great idea to come out and play, but the last thing the fans want to see is him get another push. Okay, that was well played by John Cena.
That was well played by John Cena, and actually we would like to see you get a push, but, you know, over the rope and down a hole. And
that was Yeah, but that was a nice little shot. The last thing anyone wants to see is him get another push. Cena asks, why is Bray so serious? He said this mantra doesn't exist in him, then asked if they want him to have some fun. Cena told Bray and Harper that he'd like to take them to happy hour, get them around some Birmingham honeys and Roll Tide. Of course, you know, Bray Wyatt is a seducer. He is a ladies' man.
Okay, I just want to stop here for a second, because when John Cena said Bray Wyatt is a secret ladies' man, all the women screamed. Just pointing that out.
He mentioned the white pants, too.
He mentioned the white pants, but he brought up the fact that Bray Wyatt is a ladies' man, and all the women went for it, and I hope to God he heard that. Because just for the record, John, you don't need to put alcohol in him. I'm pretty sure Bray Wyatt can get lucky on his own without any liquor involved.
Well,
go on Tumblr if you do not believe me.
That, and he's married, so I don't think he needs to liquor up his wife.
Shh.
Cena then and brought up Sister Abigail. He said he went on to MySpace or Google or something.
He went to the Google machine, which took him to the MySpace.
And a bunch of photoshops. One of Bray Wyatt dressed in a bonnet. That's Sister Abigail. Bray was not happy about this. Then it was Bray's mom, which was Luke Harper in a rocking chair. Then there was a produced photo of the family child, which was baby Eric Rowan in a rocking chair. Bray was not happy. And then he said, this is hysterical. He said, this is classic Cena, who makes jokes anytime there's a serious threat to him. Cena said he can get serious. He said at Mania, he did. Bray put his back against the wall, and when Cena got serious, Bray Wyatt gets beat. Be careful what you wish for, Mr. Wyatt, because this time you got it. This time the tables are turned. What happens if you're defeated again, Cena said. He vowed to force Bray to do something he hasn't done since he came to WWE, and Lindsay, hold on. Cena said, said he's going to force Bray to fight alone without his family. So Extreme Rules, it'll be Cena versus Bray inside a steel cage. And Bray said, I like that, John. Bray said they've been playing catch with knives, and sooner or later one of them is going to get stuck, and it's going to get real bad. He asked how can he be 100% sure that it won't be him? You want to see fun? You want to see me have a good time? He vowed to end John Cena, and then he has got the whole world in his hands as the crowd sung along. Go.
Alright. John Cena, you need to check your facts. Because, you know, I would like to point out, as did I'm sure everybody else, if you're a Bray Wyatt fan, that Bray Wyatt doesn't need Rowan and Harper to beat anybody. Bray Wyatt did something that John Cena couldn't do. He did something that Randy Orton couldn't do. He beat Daniel Bryan's ass like a drum at Royal Rumble, and he did it without Rowan and Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Just pointing that out. Like, it's like, dude, you need to check your facts. Just a little bit, because you know what? Bray Wyatt holds some pretty impressive victories, mainly over Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Just
think about that one for a second.
Think about that one. You're going to lock yourself inside a steel cage with Bray Wyatt? That's not the smartest of ideas, because pretty much you just gave Bray what he wants.
Yep. It's pretty much the case right there.
But, I mean, overall, this was a really good segment. Bray was, like I said, just fantastic. There was a part where Cena mentioned something about Harper streaking, and they cut to Harper's face, and he was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, his eyes got wide, and he's like, what?
Bray, Luke Harper's a streaker.
Yeah, he is. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something of... I had a little bit of the problem of, again, the photoshops. Like, it was funny, it was entertaining, but it's like you had such a fantastic build to Mania, and you had such a serious build to Mania that I really don't like the fact that they're injecting this much humor into it. It's like John Cena has every right to gloat. He does. Because he won. That being said, Cena should still be wary. Especially seeing as the crowd is becoming is getting more and more behind Bray and less behind Cena. Like, we were talking last night about it, and the crowd actually turned back to Cena when he was feuding with Bray up until a certain point, and then the crowds has stopped since reacting really to Cena.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see where this goes, and well, since the fun and games didn't sort of throw Bray Wyatt off his game, what will John Cena do next?
Yeah, again, it's awesome to see Bray Wyatt completely no-sell John Cena and his humor and basically say, you stepped in it, but you know what, John? You better be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. And never, ever, ever taunt a psycho cult leader and his family, because they will kill you in the face.
Yes, yes, they will. Up next, Fandango and Layla take on Santino and Summer... Well, it shouldn't be Summer Rae, this report's wrong. Emma. I don't know why it says Summer, but whoever wrote this said Summer. Emma and Santino.
It was a decent match.
Yeah, it was a solid match. Didn't get much time. Fandango and Layla win. So, there you go. Backstage, Stephanie is addressing Kane's poor behavior as of late. He tried to explain, but she didn't want to hear it. She said they hired a man without a moral code and high intelligence, but he has failed over and over and over again. Kane quietly said Steph is being unreasonable. Steph yelled at him and called him weak, pathetic, and no longer the scary monster. Where is the devil's favorite demon? She pondered. Kane then had enough, got up out of his chair, which we thought he was on his knees for a second, which would have been really, really awkward. He started to breathe heavily and then looked towards the Kane mask, sitting in his glass box on the table. He stared, lifted it up, felt it, stroked it, examined it, held it up to Stephanie and said, he's going to eviscerate Daniel Bryan and send him to the depths of hell. Boo-ha-ha-ha.
So he's back.
The monster is unleashed.
My only thing is I didn't realize the case wasn't sealed, because for a second I thought he was honestly going to pick the case up and smash it and then take the mask out.
Right.
Like, that would have been almost better, just to see that burst of violence. But yeah, this, you know, nobody can motivate people like Stephanie McMahon.
She was fantastic. Just gonna point that one out. She was fantastic.
So, I guess the devil's favorite demon is on his way back.
Mm-hmm. Challenge into change. Egg into a bird. Rise to the challenge. Fly. Because you can believe. These promos are cheesy and it's awesome.
More cheesy than Velveeta, and I love it.
We've got a replay of the Ultimate Warrior's final speech. Then we come to week as Ziggler came to the ring for the final matchup for in the tournament against Bad News Barrett. We had another Adam Rose vignette where they're playing Hungry Hungry Hippos on the party bus, and the bunny lost.
The bunny had a sad.
Poor bunny. So, yeah. But then that led us to the final Intercontinental Championship showdown. Bad News Barrett versus Dolph Ziggler. Good match. I really like this one.
Out of the entire group, this was the best of the series.
That I would totally agree with. Though, fans, he's gone. He's gone. Stop.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, that was really kind of... It wasn't even kind of... That was really disrespectful to chant for CM Punk during Wade Barrett and Ziggler's match. Sorry. You know what? I know you miss him. But you're not making a statement to anybody. He's gone, alright? He didn't come back at WrestleMania. He didn't come back the night after. He's not coming back, people. He's gone.
Alright.
Just, at this point, accept it. Unless they have something really big planned for Extreme Rules, which I doubt it, he's not coming back.
So this was a really good matchup. These two had a really good chemistry, really good stuff. And in the end, the Bull Hammer Elbow allows Bad News Barrett to pick up the victory. And then he has some bad news because he's going to become the next Intercontinental Champion, and he will face Sheamus in the semifinals.
I'm totally okay with this.
Daniel Bryan was not on TV tonight because, well, he's on his honeymoon. Congratulations.
Lucky him.
Congratulations to Brie and Daniel.
Absolutely.
We then got a vignette of Kane the Monster. And then we have our main event, The Shield versus Del Rio, Titus, 3MB, Rusev, Ryback.
Pretty much, so, it was the Shield versus all the heels.
Yeah, Ryback.
Minus, so, like, the Wyatt family and basically the bigger names. It was the Shield versus the main to lower card.
Yeah, yeah. Jack Swagger, Fandango, Ryback, 3MB, Fandango, and Wade Barrett in an 11-on-3 handicap match. Shield was in control early, but then got beat down, and then all hell broke loose. Everyone was going everywhere. Chaos broke loose. The match got thrown out. And then the Shield got beaten down by the 11 men standing in the ring. And then you heard... That's right. Evolution, Triple H, Randy Orton, and Batista slowly walked to the ring, and then they picked the bones of the beaten man as they told the other 11 men to go away. We had RKO to Reigns, and then he got Batista bombed, and Rollins got a Batista bomb and an RKO, and I think he got the combination, did Seth Rollins. Dean Ambrose got beat down. They all just got beat down by Evolution.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you had Rowan crawl to Hunter, and Hunter just egging him on. But Hunter picked him up, and then Orton and Batista picked him up and gave him the combo, and then Hunter told him, believe in Evolution, and then Pedigree. Down went Roman Reigns as the Shield got taken out.
So nice little segment.
Evolution stood tall to end Monday Night Raw. The heels got their heat back. Great stuff.
Oh, this was... We're going to get the Shield versus Evolution. I am completely 100% okay with this.
Yeah. Same here.
This is... Yes.
This is going to be some good stuff.
Please. Please let this be as fantastic as I think it's going to be, which I believe it will be. But yeah, this was a nice surprise. Not really, because we were all expecting the return of Evolution. We just weren't expecting kind of the full return with the music and everything. So, when you heard those ticks and then, the intro, you're like, oh, heck, things just got real.
Things did get real, and the Shield, well... They're going to, have to find a way to outmaster Evolution.
And it's a whole different ballgame now because Hunter's got all the cards.
So we'll see what happens SmackDown and mainly next week on Monday Night Raw. Good stuff.
Very good stuff. Overall, this was a solid show. I mean, it was a little bit of a downer because of what happened with Warrior. And you can tell that they didn't plan necessarily anything too huge beyond setting Cena Wyatt 2 and The Return of Evolution.
But it was a wrestling heavy show, and that's what I told you. I had a feeling it was going to be. It was wrestling heavy, and the wrestling itself was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it was just they put on a good show, and it was a lovely tribute to Warrior. I'm sure he would have been very happy with it. I hope his family was happy with it. I don't believe they were there. I don't think they were.
No, I don't think they were.
But I know that they WWE did send officials down to be with his wife and children in case they do need anything. So that was a nice touch by the company, and they gave Warrior a nice send off.
Yes, yes, they did. And this is where we sign off for the evening. So you've been listening to the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. When it's all wrestling, we don't have much to talk about, so it's a quicker show than normal. But show's usually not quick, and that's The Rack, because everything happens on The Rack Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Right, Lindsay?
That's right. If you missed our WrestleMania hangover show, go back and tune in, listen. We talked all about WrestleMania. You know, the Hall of Fame, the thing that I don't want to acknowledge, and all the news coming out of the week, because there was a lot of news, oh my gosh, and we also paid tribute to Warrior as well. So if you want to listen to that, tune in. It's up in the archives right now at wildtalkradio.com and recradioshow.com. But this week, oh my gosh, I don't even know what we're talking about this week. I think we are going to actually talk about Impact this week. I'm so sorry we didn't talk about it last week much. We did hit the high points, but yeah, there was a lot of news. Sorry, a lot of news. So we're going back to Impact, I think, this week. We're also going to be talking about NXT. I'm sure we will talk about the Return of Evolution or the Wyatt Cena storyline, where it goes from here. Who knows? We'll figure it out. But we've got news, we've got notes, we've got discussions, we've got Tweet of the Week, and so much more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 11 p.m. right here on wildtalkradio.com.
I have, like, only 2 tweets favored so far, so people will be funny on Twitter. Anyway. The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 2 Episode 4 review this Friday afternoon on Wild Talk Radio and rockradioshow.com. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com/CigarButtsAndBandanas. Twitter.com/WTR_The_Rack and WTR The Rack on Facebook. CB Radio, midnight is weird, wacky, unusual. Sunday night is WTR Sunday night at WTR Sunday night on Twitter and Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Join Tim Stein, Mason Omega as they talk about the week in pro wrestling. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at WildTalkRadio and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, LANSWARD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to buy it, it is available for sale on my Redbubble store. Go to the Contact Us section of my website, click the link, and it will take you directly to my Redbubble store where you can buy stuff. If you just want to look at my artwork, you can go to behance.net/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitter, and all of it is available for your viewing pleasure. That's all I got.
You've been listening to the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks to PWMediaMemlanePromo.com. Check out WrestleTalkRadio.com as well. CBRadio.EWAZone.com. I'm trying to remember everything to plug. WTRProductions.net. Check out YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all of Matt's stuff. It's awesome. Wrestling Figure Wednesday and Friday. Even though we call it Wednesday for both of them. Anyway, since the music's ending, I'm Rock. She's Lindsay. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack and right back here next Monday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.